This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Shirley Motyl, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y-M-O-T-Y-L. Date of birth 12/29/1948. Date of appointment July 2, 2024. Requesting a physician. Crystal Bonds B, CRYSTAL, BURNSBY, Burns B. Dear Crystal Bunsby, I have the pleasure of seeing Shirley Motyl today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 75-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who had MRI done in March 10th, 2021 at Saratoga Hospital, which shows 1.2 centimeter cystic structure in the left subinsular region without surrounding vasogenic edema or post contrast enhancement, thought to represent a choroidal fissure cyst or a neural glial cyst, unlikely to be a low-grade non-enhancing cystic neoplasm. A follow-up MRI in 6 months to 1 year was recommended. Then another MRI done after 6 months on September 3, 2021, which shows left basal ganglia cystic space demonstrate feature most consistent with a prominent perivascular Virchow-Robin space. The cyst was unchanged. Since then, patient did not have MRI and she is here to get one more MRI. She does not have any symptom like headache, any visual problem, any weakness, numbness. Patient was reluctant to answer questions about her history, and she was saying, please ask Dr. Cope all these questions. Past medical history, deviated nasal septum, keratosis, cerebral cyst, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, hypothyroidism, major depression, chronic back pain, dyspnea on exertion, type 2 diabetes mellitus. History of left breast cancer. past surgical history, patient told me as Dr. Cope, allergy to medication, morphine, current medications, prednisone, atorvastatin, metformin, sertraline, levothyroxine, hydroxyzine, buspirone, gabapentin, alprazolam, vitamin B12, fluticasone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired, he is divorced. For family history, she wrote good luck. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he does not have any symptom specific to the brain, except that she wrote it. He has weakness, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there was no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tendon reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 75-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of brain cyst and 2 MRI done in 2021 and the brain cyst was stable. As I was explaining to the patient that this brain cyst is a benign cyst, but I can write the MRI of the brain, she walked out of the room. She refused to provide any information about her history. And she was telling me, as Dr. Cope, about all my history. She told me, send a note to the crystal. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.